Father, I worship you. Let your light shine. 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 The Bible said the light shine into darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Let the light of God shine into every darkness in the lives of your people now. Let the light of God illuminate every dark alley in the lives of your children this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I know there is somewhere the Lord is just shining light to illuminate a dark area of your life. I don't know who that person is. As we were just, I was about praying, I just see the light of God illuminating a dark part of somebody's life in this congregation. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. I want us to have our seat. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Today is our All Worship Sunday, the Father Day's edition. Please, the ushers, I don't want anybody outside the church. Now I want to share, go into the world. The usher, ensure that nobody is outside the church. Today is our All Worship Sunday, and it's Father's Day. And this morning, within the next 20 minutes or thereabout, I want to exhort us on what I call understanding fatherhood. Understanding fatherhood. I want to congratulate the fathers in the house. I want to congratulate all the aspiring fathers in the house. Praise the Lord. You will agree with me that you will not be here today if you don't have a father. Is anybody here today without the agency of a father? Can I see your hands up? You cannot be here without a father. But unfortunately, fatherhood is not properly understood. Many people think that the moment a man sleeps with a woman and produces a child, he becomes a father. That is not true. There is a difference between fatherhood and parenthood. Who are the biologists here or people in the life sciences? I expect Dr. Kuola to read. Oh, it's done very well. When you talk of a parent, any organism that produces another is what? It's a parent. My wife is also a biologist. She can confirm that. Maybe I should have cross-checked this file before I came up here. Any organism that produces another is a parent. But a father is someone who shows or exerts parental care over others. Or paternal, sorry. A father is anybody who exercises or shows parental care, paternal care over others. And you see, fatherhood may be located outside parenthood. Sometimes it is possible for your parent to also be your father. But sometimes your parent may not be your father. Fatherhood may be located outside parenthood. It's not necessarily coterminous. Fatherhood is just, it's a marathon race. You can enter into parenthood within a short time. But fatherhood is a what? It's a marathon race. For us to understand it better, I want us to go to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 20. if they can project for me or how I read from here. 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 20 to 21. Or maybe somebody should read it for me. 1 Samuel chapter 20, okay, it's here. But it's not well aligned or not well oriented. And I will shoot. No. I said 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 20 to 23. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 20 to 23. Sorry. 1 Samuel chapter 1. God bless you. Verse 20 to 23. Now, let's look at it. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Anna had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. Verse 21. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. Verse 22. But Anna went not up. Why? For she said unto her husband, if I will not go up until the child be weaned, and when I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. Verse 23, which is the last verse we are reading now. Verse 23. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. I'm sure you know the story of Samuel, that Anna asked from the Lord, from Shiloh, and when the child began to grow, the mother said, I will not go unto Shiloh until I win her and give him to the Lord. Now, let me ask you a question. Who gave birth to Samuel? Who gave birth? Elkanah and Anna. Those are the parents. But who fathered Samuel? Eli. They were just a vehicle through which he was brought into the world. He was brought into the world. But God had provided a father who will exercise paternal influence, paternal authority, paternal care over Samuel. Anna would have made a mistake if she had brought the child under the tutelage of Elkanah, and they just go once in a year to go to the temple to worship the Lord. What does this mean? Nobody is fatherless before God. Not even an orphan. For us, as a people, we might say, I have no father, I have no mother, I have no parent, I am an orphan. But with God, there is no orphan. Because fatherhood is not necessarily located within parenthood. That does not mean that fatherhood cannot be located within parenthood. So what am I saying this morning? As you are here today, we are celebrating Father's Day. I want you to know that you have a father. Father on earth and father that's above fathers. And God has prepared a care that is beyond understanding unto everyone, irrespective of whether your earthly father is responsible or not. Irrespective of whether your earthly father is alive or not. So I will just spend a few minutes quickly to talk about the ministry of our Daud. So let nobody say this morning, but my father is not responsible. Let nobody say this morning, I'm this way because I don't have a father, or my father is dead. Remember that song? I have a father, almighty father. He is King of kings, the Lord of lords. I have a father. And there's another one which I think I want the choir to actually join me in singing that. I hope they know it. The father or the fatherless, in whom all families are blessed. I love the way you father me. You gave me life. Forgave my past. Now in your arms, I am saved at last. I love that way you father me.
The father of the fatherless, in whom all families are blessed. I love the way you father me.
You gave me life, forgave my past. Now in your arms I'm saved at last.
I love the way you father me. Father me, forever you father me. And in your embrace I be forever secure.
I love the way you father me. I love the way you father me. God bless you. We have a father of the fatherless. So before God, nobody is an orphan. Nobody can be fatherless. So this morning, as we are celebrating Father's Day, I want to say a few things about the ministry of fatherhood. Number one, who is a father? I've told you, a father may be your parent, may not be your parent. But then, how do you know a father? And what's the importance of fatherhood? A father has a covering with generational influence. And maybe I should put it, had an indelible impact. A father has a covering with generational influence and indelible impact. Fathers in the house, I want you to listen. And as parent fathers in the house, I want to listen. Being a father goes beyond just sleeping with your wife and producing a baby. You need to have a generational, a cover with generational influence over your children, an indelible impact. Abraham is an example or is a model of fatherhood. Remember when God called in the book of Genesis, the Lord told him, when he was changing father from Abraham to Abraham, he said, God will make you father of nation. And a time came when Jacob, you know, Jacob never knew Abraham physically. Do you understand? Jacob never met Abraham physically. But there is a covering of Father Abraham over his children that goes from generation to generation. And that's part of the reason sometimes when we become born again, we need to do deliverance. If we are come under a kind of a wrong covering. Now, if you go to Genesis chapter 31, verse 42, something happened there, which I just want to shed light on to understand what we are talking about. Genesis chapter 31, verse 23. Genesis 31, verse 42. Now, what does it say? We are talking about who we are. Look at what Jacob said. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham. What did he say? The God of my father. He didn't even say before. He said my God. Say, except the God of my father. the God of Abraham and the fear of Isaac are being with you. Are being with me. Surely thou would have sent me away now empty. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac are being with me. Abraham was long dead. Abraham was not there. But Jacob said, except the God of my father and the God of Abraham, if you have been with me, you would have sent me away empty. That is a loaded statement. How could Jacob be empty? At this time that Jacob was talking about, as a guess me, I said he was already loaded. Because he had a blessing upon his life. Do you remember? So how could somebody who had carried a blessing be sent away empty? What does that mean? You don't have the covering or the ministry of a father in your life might be empty. It does not matter the gifting. It does not matter your certificate. It does not matter your talents. It does not matter the kind of resources that you have. You can head up being empty if there's no covering of a father. I pray there's nobody in the house today who has not known the Lord and who will walk out of this church today without knowing the Lord. If you don't have the covering of a father and God himself, the father of all fathers, and if you're a Christian, you say, look, I don't need fatherhood. I can stand on my own. Such a life may go empty. Your life will not be empty. So father is a covering that even when he is not physically present, the grace covers you. When you go to the New Testament, if you go to Luke chapter 1 verse 73, Bible was talking about the vow of Abraham, our father. So meaning that it transcends from the Old Testament to the New Testament. So a father is someone who has a covering with generational influence. May the Lord give you a grace to impact your generation from generation in a positive way in the mighty name of Jesus. Secondly, I want to say a father is someone who shows compassion. Fathers are always compassionate. Anybody who says your father and is not compassionate, does not show compassion towards you, knows your situation, knows your condition, and does not show compassion, you need to put a question mark. Maybe it's just your parent. And if you are a father, you should know that one of the ministry of fatherhood is compassion. That's why God cannot abandon us. Yes, we disappoint him. Yes, we annoy him. Yes, we kick against him. But he still looks for a way by which we can call back unto him. And let me tell anybody who is in the house today, who is kicking against God, who is going against God, who is disappointing God, God is still beckoning unto you. He is eager to bring you back. He is eager to have you back. God is always compassionate. Remember that God said that anybody that comes to me, I will not wise cast away. It's only me. That is human being. God cannot say that. A father is someone who is compassionate. So for fathers in the house and aspiring father, you want to take all the ministry of fatherhood? No. That compassion is part of the attitude of fatherhood. And number three, quickly, a father shows unconditional love. You don't love just because of the way you are today. But God, Father loves because of his desire for you. He loves you unconditionally. You might not be good. You might not be attractive. But because his Father, his love is counted as another son, irrespective of whatever thing, his love will always come cover you and try to say, my son, go this way. My son, come to me. Remember the prodigal son? When he went away, the father was still waiting for him. And when he came back, what did the father do? Did he drive him away? Our God is just like that. So today that we are celebrating Father, we are not only celebrating physical Father, we are also celebrating the fatherhood of the Lord, who has a covering over our lives, who has compassion towards us. Nobody may know what you are going through, but there's a father that sympathizes with your situation. And God beyond sympathy, but empathizes with you. There is a father. Others may be criticizing you. Others may be rejecting you. Others may be saying you do not matter. But this father loves you unconditionally. This father has a deep-seated love for you. There was a time during a Bible study. Some people, I think some a question was raised. That why should the parents of Samson still follow him to go and marry Delilah? Do you remember that question? Somebody, I don't know anybody who was at that Bible study. And one of the things I believe made the parents to follow him was not because they approved of what he was doing, but because of the love of a father. It's not conditional. See, if they abandon him, he will go astray totally. But if they have warned him, they have done their part, but they will not withdraw their love, because it's only in their love that they can win him back. So when you are doing something wrong, a father does not leave you. He knows what you are doing is wrong. He tests you, but you are unchanging, but he's still pursuing you with his love. Not because he condones your attitude. Not because he condones your habit. Not because he condones your action. But because the love of a father will not allow him to abandon you. And that is our God. So anybody who says a father, we should take a cue from our God. And anybody who is an aspiring father, we should take a cue from our God. And anybody who is a son or a daughter here today, know that's a God. That the fact that God is still preserving you. Don't say because God doesn't care. If what I'm doing is wrong, God should have dealt with me now. God has not dealt with you because of his unconditional love. Not because what you are doing is right. Many of us Christians, we are in error. Many of us Christians, we are doing what is wrong. But because God is still showing his love to us, we think that maybe that thing we are doing is justified and therefore can continue. No. The only reason God has not shown his wrath, the only reason God has brought his judgment is because of unconditional love. And the only thing we can do is to reciprocate because the devil steps in. The ministry of a father has to do with unconditional love. And number four, before I round up, the father is a dependable friend. Orebi Jesu Kosila Yeji. Jesu ni kan lore otito ore aye yi le ko asile shuban Jesu ko je gbagbe o ko je gbagbe wa o ko je gbagbe o ore otito ko je gbagbe. Hallelujah. Shuba Jesu, go jack back.
baby.
A father is a dependable friend. People may abandon you. People may backstab you. People may withdraw from you. People may be tired of you. But a father is never tired of you. He's dependable. He's reliable. If there's anybody who is feeling a lot of disappointment in his heart or heart this morning, I want to tell you there's a father that is dependable. You might not have seen the manifestation of what he's doing, but I want to assure you he's doing something. You can always rely, you can always depend on him. Somebody is not your father if he's not your friend. Only your friend can be your father. Anybody who pretends to be your father and is not your friend does not understand the ministry of fatherhood. But irrespective of what man does, know that God is your father and is your friend. So you might be friendless physically, but really you are not friendless, because there's a friend that is better than the friends you can see around. And finally, I want to say, a father is a shepherd. A shepherd who guides, who directs, who rebukes, who corrects. And so when your father talks to you, sometimes it might be harsh. He doesn't tell you every time what you want to hear. As a matter of fact, any father that tells you all what you want to hear all the time, you have to put your question on that fatherhood. There is not a shepherd. A shepherd cannot tell you what you have. What you see, no shepherd, what they are? They have a rod. And what? And a staff. A shepherd has a rod and a staff. So if anybody tells you what you want to hear all the times, and he says to your father, I pity you. And if you are a son or you are a daughter, you expect you must hear what you want to hear all the time from your father, then you don't know what it means to have a father. A father is a shepherd. So this morning, I want to encourage you to stay under the shepherdhood of the Lord. To listen to rebuke. To take to correction. Not to insist on your own. Not to get angry when you are told what does not seem to go down well with you. But this morning, as we want to pray, I want to tell you that as we celebrate Father's Day today, your father will speak into your life. As we worship him, not today, it's all worship Sunday. As we worship him, no matter what has been your experiences, whether positive or negative, whether you have an earthly father or not, I say this morning, the father of the fatherless, the father of all of us, will exercise that influence over your story this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want to close with Psalm 29. Verse 3, we read verse 2 to 3 and we jump to verse 10 and then we round up. Psalm 29, verse 2 to 3, then we jump to verse 10. Psalm 29, verse 2 to 3, then verse 10. I didn't say Luke, I said Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Today we have come to worship the Lord. That is the due of the Lord. And the verse says, the voice of the Lord lifts up upon the waters. Sorry, the word of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundered, and the Lord is upon many waters. I don't know the waters that are drifting your life here and there. As we celebrate Father's Day today, your Father is here. And the Bible says he thundered, and it's upon that waters. And we speak of that waters, and every storm in your life will be calm in the mighty name of Jesus. Jump to verse 10, and then we begin to pray. The Lord seated upon the flood, yea, the Lord seated the king forever. What is the flood that is trying to sweep you up your feet? What is the flood that is trying to drown your life? What is the flood that is trying to bury your head? God does not only sit upon the waters, but when water becomes uncontrollable, when it becomes flood, am I right? It's when water becomes uncontrollable, they call them flood. God does not only sit on water, he also sits upon flood, because he's the king forever. This morning, any flood that is raging, maybe the storms of water or the flood of life, the Lord this morning will speak into it, and your life will receive a calm, because you have come this morning to serve a Father. But if you are here today, you are yet to come under the cover of that Father, I'm afraid your life is empty. Remember Genesis chapter 31 verse 42. Say, if not that the God of my Father, the God of Abraham, have been with me, you have sent me away empty. Any life without that covering of that Father is empty. But once you come under that covering this morning, and there's some flood, there's some storm raging your life this morning, that you're going to see the storm in the mighty name of Jesus. Stand on your feet. I have a Father, Almighty Father, He is King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
I have a Father.
I have a Father,
Almighty Father, He is King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
For a moment, I told you about the story of Samuel. Apart from bringing him to the world, apart from Elkanah bringing him to the world, how much influence did he exercise over his life? In what other way did he call me to accelerate his life, to enhance him? Once in a year, he only comes to visit him, maybe bring him a coat. Am I right? Beyond that, what else did Elkanah do in the life of Samuel? But because Samuel had God had prepared a father for him, his life still turned out to be what God wanted it to be. So if anybody has a father who is not responsible, it's not enough reason to begin to be bitter, to begin to be angry. If you are living that way, you will impede the ministry of fatherhood which God has already proposed, prepare for you. So if anybody is angry with his father, with his mother this morning, I want you to take that anger from your heart. Ellen Paul, we all, many of us heard about her. She's a comedian. She now has a PhD. Are you aware? Recently. And when she was being covered with the PAD, she revealed something. That she was a product of rape. That actually her father raped her mother. And when you look at all the way her jokes, she always talk about her mother. You don't see her talking about the father. There was a joke that she was climbing the tree, and the father said, the mother said, don't climb the tree. So that the boys will not see your pants. You know the rest of the story. She would talk about the mother. She was never talking about the father. And the day she got her PhD, they asked, she revealed the secret. That actually she was a product of rape. And they asked her, are you bitter with your father? She said, no. I still have a good relationship with my father. And I said, I don't know whether this lady is a Christian or not. I said, this is a very good lady. She was a product of rape, and now she's well known in Nigeria, and she has a PhD degree. The most important thing is to come under the fatherhood of the Lord. Under the fatherhood of God. That's why I said that if you don't have the covenant of a father, your life will be empty. So your father may not be your parent. You'll be making a mistake to think that fatherhood must be located within parenthood. Sometimes it is, sometimes it is not. So this morning, as we are going to pray, I will just, number one, you have to, if you are bitter against your father this morning, take that bitterness away. And if you are yet to come under the covering of the Father now, Heavenly Father, you are yet to know that, Lord, your life is empty. You need to come under that covering. So we take that song, I'll take that, and then we'll pray generally. Why our Father,
Almighty Father, He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I am a Father,
I am a Father,
I am a Father, Almighty Father, He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Eyes closed. All eyes closed. Quickly, two, three prayers I want to pray. Number one, if there's anybody who is still bitter against his father or her father, I want to pray for you this morning that God will put that root of bitterness so that the ministry of fatherhood with the Lord has over your life will blossom. Anywhere you are, just lift your hand in the congregation. I'll just pray for you and I'll move to the next one. If anybody is in that category, you are still, you are angry or you are bitter against your father for one reason or the other, I want to just pray for you quickly and then we move to the next issue. Okay? I can't see any hand. So, God bless you. Lord, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Put that your hand on your head. I won't bring you forward. Just put your hand on your head where you are. Put that your hand on your head. Father, I pray for this, your children, who are embittered about their father. Lord, there might be reasons, genuine, logical, reasonable, but you are the father of the fatherless. You are the father of fathers. Lord, this morning, I pray that you uproot the root of bitterness from their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, today, free them from the anger and bitterness against their father in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And today, take over the fatherhood of their lives. Amen. Let the fatherhood of the Lord blossom in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Put down your hands. All eyes closed. If there's anybody this morning in this auditorium, you are here to surrender your life to God. It does not matter who you are, what you have, your talent, your anything, your life is empty. But this morning, you want to come under the fatherhood of the Lord. Say, I want to give my life to him. I want to yield unto him. Oh, you have been running away from him. But this morning, want to say, now, I want to have a covering. Lift your right hand anywhere you are in the congregation. I want to pray for you quickly, and I'll go to the next prayer point. Want to say, this morning, I give my life unto him. I bring myself under the covering of the Lord. I want to surrender myself to the fatherhood of the Lord. I want to see your hand quickly, and I will pray for you, and I will move on. Praise the Lord. Now, thirdly, this morning, I want to pray. The Father who goes beyond your earthly father, is there anything that is lacking in your life? I want to call upon the name of the Lord this morning. Is there any storm raging over your life? Is there any flood threatening you? Because the Father that we are talking about is seated upon water and upon the floor. Call upon that Father this morning that you have compassion over your life. And this morning, the Lord, voice of that will thunder. Your heavenly Father, his voice will thunder. And today, your story will change. Can you stand on your feet and just speak unto the Lord this morning? Just talk to God, your Father. Yes, today is the Father's Day. And if it's Father's Day, the Father should be happy with you. You are here to serve your Father in worship this morning. And so, Father will be happy to reciprocate your worship. Father will be happy to reciprocate your gratitude. Father will be happy to reciprocate your love. So this morning, tell God that you are the Father that I have. Now I come before you, I ask for this. I want to see the opponent of this Father's Day to ask something for your Father. And when I'm talking of Father now, I'm not talking of earthly Father. What your earthly Father cannot do for you, earthly Father may be limited, but heavenly Father is unlimited. In Jesus' name we are praying. Heavenly Father, I pray this morning, you are our Father. As we are standing before you this morning, there are some storms raging against our lives. Lord, let your voice thundereth. And let that storm be calm. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the voice of the Lord calm every raging storm against our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. There are some floods threatening to bury our head, threatening to overflow us, to subdue us. Lord, let your voice roll by those storms, those floods against our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the voice of the Lord thunder into our life this morning, and let there be absolute peace in our race, peace in our bodies, peace in our home, peace in our finances, peace concerning our children, peace concerning our spouses, peace concerning our desires, peace in our mind, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name in Jesus' name. Almighty
Father, Almighty Father,
He is King of kings and Lord of lords.
I have a Father.
I have a Father.